Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. Well, today's Martin Luther King Day, and of course, no school in the area. But if you drive by Lacaparral Valley High School right now, you'll see that the parking lot is full. And telling us all about it here is Brandon Ramel from MERVED. Brandon, tell our listeners a little bit about what's happening out there at Lacaparral Valley High School today.
So we're having an educational conference for teachers. For nine area school districts that are all part of the Minnesota River Valley Ed District. So we come together here at Lacaparral, which is fairly centrally located. If you were to kind of drop a pin in the middle of the MERVED. And so there's roughly about 600 teachers out here today. And again, it's typically the coldest day of the year, almost every year.
Every year, yep.
So, and it's like clockwork. So it's, again, one of the coldest days of the year, and here we are. But yeah, like 600 teachers out here. We have pretty much... I think we have about 95% attendance rate, so there's, you know, 575 out here roughly, so it's a good day.
What school districts are involved in this?
So we range from Ortonville down to Mineota, Mineota up to Renville County West, and then Renville County West kind of over to Benson, and those are the nine school, you know, basically if you color in that area, the nine school districts that represent the MERVED, which includes like Lacaparral and Dawson Boyd.
So this is a continuing ed kind of event for teachers that they want to improve themselves in the classroom and other aspects too, huh?
That's correct. Yeah, and we have you know, we have people from all over the state that come over to come to present, and they also have opportunities to network with one another because you don't they don't have that opportunity sometimes of like, you know, you might be the only art teacher in your district, so. This gives you an opportunity to network with somebody else who teaches the same thing you do that you don't get a chance in every day in your school to talk to.
Mm-hmm. So how many presenters do you have at Lacaparral Valley today?
We'll probably have, we have roughly 40 sessions to choose from per hour. And so we have 4 hours, so there's about 150 sessions throughout the day to pick from. So we probably have about 70 presenters coming in to
wow.
present today, and they're not all from outside the MERVED. We do tap into a lot of our local teachers and professionals as well to present, and so you know, that it's kind of a good mixture. And then we, like I said, bring in some of those people from the outside the MERVED to present as well.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit, maybe give an example of some of the presenters and what they're talking about, some of the sessions?
Yeah, so we have, you know, like, for example, we have Brian Scogan. He comes over from Canby and talks about suicide prevention and mental health with kids. He does a good job. He's a school counselor over there. He's been coming here for years. We have a guy who just actually walked in the door from Fargo, who's going to present on esports, which is kind of the new thing, you know, kids playing gaming as part of a sport in school. So he's going to talk about that, as we have a couple of districts. And you know, some popular ones is I try to get the Drug and Gang Task Force to come out. You know, what are the latest drug trends in kids and what to look for and things like that. And those tend to be fairly popular as well. You know, and just some little sessions, such as we have the local choir teacher here. He's doing a session on like rock and roll and using music in your class and stuff. So a variety of things. So it's like I said, it's a good day, and then people are usually very thankful for this opportunity, as it's pretty much the largest education conference in this part of the state, if not almost all of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have to feed 600 teachers too, huh? It takes a lot of organization to do this. Tell us about MERVED a little bit, and how are you feeding 600 people today?
Yeah, so we've kind of gone through, you know, the catering business really is not... there's not a ton of them around here, so we reached out actually to the Hilltop in Dawson, which is ran by one of our teachers in Dawson Boyd, and he gracefully said he would be willing to serve about 600 teachers. We're gonna have a burger bar here at lunch, and you know, the food staff does breakfast out here, so we do muffins and some fruit and juice and stuff for breakfast. And yeah, so the MERVED basically is just a consortium of schools that we come together to kind of help our districts achieve their goals and maybe save them some money down the road by being able to, you know, do something like this. Like you couldn't send your whole staff to a conference for what it's going to cost here, so each of our districts. So yeah, that's pretty much the goal of the MERVED.
Okay. Who helps you organize this, Brandon?
Well, I can tell you that a lot of the planning falls on my wife, Katie, who's our administrative assistant here at the MERVED, and she does a lot of the planning. And our director, Dan Hovland, and Pam Bruins is here as well. We got a fairly small office, but we're able to pull this off, and it really couldn't do it without the help of all our local districts and all our people that are willing to present as well.
Right, and I know the teachers really appreciate a day like today. I think we cover this every year, and they're very appreciative of having it at Lac Parle Valley. The Lac Parle Valley High School is kind of set up perfectly for this kind of event, isn't it?
Yeah, Lac Parle does a nice job. We've been coming out here about roughly 10 years and or maybe even a little bit more. And, everything's all on one level. They know what to do. Scott's been out here. Swatsky's been the principal for many of those years. So we actually don't even meet anymore. We meet via Zoom for about a half hour just to plan things. And, Dave Raddatz gets everything set up for the technology. The custodial staff out here sets up with Adam Loy. Clearing snow this morning, some of the stuff that are blown, and then setting up the lunchroom for 600 people and all the classrooms. And so, Lac Parle, it's a perfect setup. There's no steps out here. I mean, other than the wind tends to blow every time you come out here, but if you're from here, know that.
That's right. Well, Brandon, thanks for telling us what's happening at Lac Parle Valley today. And, hope you have a great rest of your day then.
Sounds good. Appreciate the coverage. Thank you.
Yep. Brandon Ramo from MERVED talking about melt out at Lac Parle Valley today.